Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've probably started 500 radio broadcasts the way I'm about to start this one, trying to contain myself, trying to make sure I go over coldly all the incredible evidence. This is truly a day where we're seeing the best of humanity and the worst of humanity. Only 9% of Americans in a major poll are agreeing to an attack on Syria. This is unprecedented. This shows the dam has broken. The people are aware of the fraud. They're aware of the war provocation. Every military person I talk to, active duty and retired, all the way up to generals, some of them off record, some of them on record, are absolutely against this and know that the Syrian rebels, the al-Qaeda forces, are behind the attacks. They've been caught three separate times. There's no logic for Assad to do this. The area where it happened was rebel-held, and they targeted civilians. And then you watch the John Kerry up there pushing his lies. This is unbelievable. But what it illustrates is we have a political class dictatorship, a bureaucratic, corporate, mega-globalist dictatorship that doesn't care. And they're now in NBC News, Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, announcing the military strikes as early as Thursday. That's military strikes, heavy strikes. Aircraft are massing in Cyprus 100 miles away. F-16s, F-18s, F-15s, Puff the Magic Dragon, C-130 gunships, just you name it. They've even had B-2 bombers taking off out of the U.S. and reportedly flying to Europe. That's why one of them crash-landed a few weeks ago. There is just all sorts of stuff going on right now. They're not just gearing up to hit Syria. They're not just gearing up to hit Syria, folks. They intend to get in a fight with the Russians. And the Russians have got anti-aircraft missiles that are the latest generation. They've got anti-ship missiles that are the latest generation. And let me tell you, when you see U.S. ships sinking and on fire, and when you see U.S. aircraft getting shot down, the average good old boy is going to get behind Obama, kneel to him, and turn his guns in, basically. I mean, they know that because they'll just get behind the military whenever they see U.S. ships blowing up. They may even false flag our ships. That got declassified. Well, Cy Hirsch had sources inside. Later, they had to admit it, 4 years ago, that Cheney wanted to attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz and blame Iran. But Bush said no and stopped him. One of the few times he said, I'm the president, you're not going to do that. Because Bush reportedly had some little soft spot for the Navy SEALs they were going to kill. I mean, that all came out, ladies and gentlemen. That all came out. And it is in the BBC that Western aircraft are arriving in Cyprus. Zero Hedge is also carrying it. It's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the leader of al-Qaeda, Zawahiri, this is CNS News, has gone public backing the U.S. attack. He's very, very thankful for that. And saying after they've already taken out Libya, he says after Syria, then Damascus, the capital of Syria, then Cairo, then Jerusalem. Absolutely. And Obama and our government is on record supporting that takeover. Now, here's the mega bombshell. And this story is up on Infowars.com right now with all the videos added to it. It's from WorldNet Daily, and we've got Dr. Corsi joining us at the start of the second hour. Paul found this a year ago when they first attacked them, loading the missiles with the nerve gas, and because the al-Qaeda rebels posted, they're proud of themselves. They know how dumb Americans are on average. There are new videos of last week's attack with the jihadis loading the chemical mortars, and I told you it'd be chemical mortars because that's how you precisely hit a civilian area. And then blame the opposition. We have the video. They posted it. That's how arrogant they are of them launching the chemical attack. And you know who's commanding them, John Kerry. So when he gets up and gives a speech about invading, he's the prime suspect of the nerve gas attack.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, it looks like they're going to do it. They're really going to do it. And it conjures up an image of Charlton Heston at the end of The Planet of the Apes, discovering that the planet he's on is not some far off planetoid orbiting a distant sun, but is Earth. When he sees the Statue of Liberty half submerged in the ocean, melted from nuclear fire, thermonuclear explosion, he says, they did it. They really did it. And that's the point we stand at here. I don't say this for rhetoric or to hype up the radio listeners. I am more concerned for my family and this country and the world than I have ever been. You know the globalists aren't going to let Obama just leave office in 2.5 years. They have it set up, Homeland Security and the armored vehicles and the billions of bullets and the spy grids and the on public bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and the Department of Defense manuals that are public, the Judicial Watch is covering. They have it tried to overthrow the country and shut down our power plants and ship our jobs to China for nothing. They're going for broke, and they need a big war to get the American people to shut up and go along with it. There is a Russian fleet off the coast of Syria. The Guardian confirms what Zero Hedge is reporting. You can look at the links on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com right now that U.S. aircraft, British aircraft, French aircraft, NATO forces, F-16s, F-18s, you name it, German aircraft, they're all massing there. Tornadoes, the list goes on and on. And they are moving in strategic bombers. I know because they've left West Texas. They're gearing up for war with Russia, ladies and gentlemen. They're just going to use Syria as the detonator for this situation. Here's the London Guardian. Syrian crisis. Warplanes spotted in Cyprus as tensions rise in Damascus. NBC News reports military strikes on Syria as early as Thursday. U.S. officials say it is on, ladies and gentlemen, right now. The Russian deputy premier calls the West a monkey with a hand grenade. And that's an old saying from World War I, because a monkey has no idea that it's holding absolute death in its hand. World War III, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I liken it to a five-year-old who is playing Monopoly with you and you catch them cheating. And except in this case, innocents die and Park Place gets bombed, basically. And it is psychopathic, inbred globalist royalty and bankers who make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money and get in trouble only by being slapped on the wrist and given more taxpayer money. And they're accustomed to never failing, and they've got over 10,000 nuclear weapons in the U.S., more than 20,000 in Europe and England. Israel's got more than 600, and it's got Dolphin submarines with cruise missiles aimed at Russia, saying they'll use them. The Israeli Knesset, even this year, had members say, let Russia back Syria. We'll just blow them off the map. I mean, this is crazy land, ladies and gentlemen. This is a monkey with a thermonuclear stockpile. This is worse than a monkey with a hand grenade, because then the monkey just blows themselves up. And it's just like Hitler turning east into Russia when he was already losing with the West. It's just like Napoleon going into Russia. Empires go into Russia to die, ladies and gentlemen. And the Russians have shown historically that they will not blink when it comes time. They're going to fire nuclear weapons. Now, they already tried to have nuclear war in 1962 and 63. Kennedy said no, and the CIA blew his head off. I don't romanticize Kennedy. He did a lot of bad stuff. They were getting ready to stage a false flag on Honduras. That's been declassified, to blow up the U.S. Embassy to have a war down there. But Kennedy, this came out. Curtis LeMay, the head of the Air Force, wanted to nuke Russia. If you see the movie Dr. Strangelove from 1964, that was made during that whole deal. And Kubrick, it's now been declassified, was given info by the Kennedy administration in 62 and 63 when they didn't think they'd be dead yet as a way to counter them. And, of course, Kennedy then fired them all. L.L. Limnitzer, Curtis LeMay, the Dulles brothers running the CIA. He said, we're not going to have nuclear war. And he called Khrushchev up and said, look, bud, you back off right now. They're going to nuke you. And because he got that real phone call, the Russians stood down, pulled their missiles out of Cuba, and the U.S. pulled their missiles out of Turkey. The Russians put the missiles in Cuba because the U.S. put missiles in Turkey. Believe me, I know. I had family over there that was deploying them. I remember hearing about that when I was a kid, you know, after it had happened. But back when I was a kid, it was just a few years after it had happened. Okay, this time you got a bunch of nutcases running the federal government, ladies and gentlemen. There isn't a John F. Kennedy up there to stop this. And yes, the West has superior space weapons, DU, meteor guns, Sabos, all sorts of stuff. It still won't matter. They won't be able to shoot down all the Russian missiles. Now, Dick Cheney on 888 back in 2008 had their Western puppet launch an attack into Russian-held areas, attack Russian bases on the border in Ossetia, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia. And our media said Russia has attacked Georgia. It came out 3 days later that, no, actually the West attacked Russia. People said, how dare you side with Russia? Folks, I am an American, a constitutionalist, a defender of the whole Bill of Rights. We've been seized by crazy bankers that aren't even in the U.S. mainly. They've all moved to Luxembourg. And by the way, all the top Israeli billionaires, all of them the last 2 years, have moved out of Israel. Guys, type in those headlines. All the dots are connecting right now, even for me on air as we break this down. Just type in billionaires leaving Israel. And they're going to Australia, folks. They're going to London. They're going to Paraguay. The Israeli billionaires are leaving. The American billionaires are leaving. I personally know one of the richest women in America. She's no longer in America. I only ran into her by happenstance. She was a listener. I didn't even know who she was. I looked her up, and she told the truth. One of the richest defense contractor women in the world. She left 5 years ago. She said, quote, there will not be a United States. I said, what are you talking about? She said, look, you're going to get real big because everything you're saying is true, but you better get your family out of here within 5 years. It's 5 years later. I've told you that story for 5 years. Put the headline back up there for everybody. These crazy people are going to start World War III. Guys found the headlines. I want to read it to people out of London Guardian about the Israeli billionaires leaving because they know Israel's probably going to get hit in all this. Israeli billionaire Adan offers moving to London. No loss to us. Bye-bye, Adan. Your move won't impact Israel's economy. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's just some, I guess, Israeli paper. What is that, Haaretz or Jerusalem Post? Yes, Haaretz. They've all been leaving, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Because let me tell you something. The globalists want to bring in world government. And they have declassified that they staged World War I and suckered the Austrian-Hungarian Empire into that war, Germany into that war, to bring in the League of Nations. And then they engineered World War II, the globalists funding all sides, to bring in the UN. And now the final world war that Albert Pike wrote about in 1878, the head of the Illuminati, look it up, his letter in the Royal College in London, Royal Naval College, I've been there, ladies and gentlemen, he said they'd have a final world war to bring in the Antichrist. Now, whether you believe in God or not, these people do, and they're doing it. And they believe out of this giant war that they're trying to set up, they pray to bring in the Antichrist. Now, I'm just telling you what the globalists think. They call him their Christ. I call it the Antichrist. By the way, this is so bombshell, I can't even believe it. Up on Infowars.com, we're linked to the WorldNet Daily article with all the videos. And I remember Watson a year ago with nerve gas attacks showing the rebels bragging they'd done it. WorldNet Daily found all the Al-Qaeda videos from all of their Egyptian and Israeli sources because there are a bunch of cooler heads in Egypt and Israel that don't want this to happen. By the way, most people in Israel aren't for this either. And large parts of the Knesset aren't as well. It doesn't matter, though. Large parts are for it. And so through their contacts and Arab speakers they have that work at WorldNet Daily, what an incredible team they have, folks. I've been to their offices in D.C. It's amazing. They were able to go find all the videos put out last week where the rebels, in fact, show the article and scroll down. And one of the videos, it's a still shot of them loading the, and it's the Al-Qaeda rebels. Remember last year, earlier this year, and the Israelis bombed it so they wouldn't get it? Al-Qaeda got into that chemical base and reportedly stole some. There is Al-Qaeda in their own videos, in their own brigade websites, loading the chemical mortars onto the mortars and firing them and bragging they did it. I mean, this is unbelievable. And then John Kerry gets up there yesterday and says, anybody that questions this is aiding the terrorist. And we don't even know, he goes on to say, who did the chemical. It doesn't matter. That's a quote. And even the Wall Street Journal today says that, has the quote going, well, does it matter who did it? If the UN finds chemical residue, they bomb the whole country and go in and turn it over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, they don't even care that we all know. Because once they start a giant war, they think you'll get behind it. But let me tell the globalists something right now. I have Pew Research here with a 10-year graph from the 2003 start of the Iraq war until now. Document cam, please. It started... Well, the war started with a 72% approval rating. And the last time they did a poll, it had a 38% approval rating, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And this Pew Research went from 2003 to 2008. Doesn't go past that. So within those 5-6 year period, it plunged more than half. Okay. There's that. Now, let me show you the new poll, Syria intervention, even less popular than Congress, a Reuters poll, scientific, only 9% support it. And there's another Real Clear Politics poll. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal, globalist. Everybody knows you're running the chemical attacks. By the way, you know why I got so sick and so angry? I actually had a fit yesterday up here. I mean, I was yelling and running, screaming for about a minute and a half because I realized why I was getting so angry. When I'm looking at John Kerry talk about these dead kids, the State Department's the one running this. He ordered the chemical attack.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, and I want to do what we did yesterday. I want to give the number out again for active duty military, especially if you've been over in Iraq. They're on record arming the Al-Qaeda rebels to send them in by the hundreds of thousands in the last 2.5 years, or if you've been at the bases in Jordan, where 2 months ago the U.S. military had a drill and wouldn't leave Jordan, and the Jordanian government said, leave, and our troops should sit there. U.S. troops have entered into the Gaza area. I mean, all of this is being pre-deployed. And then the West says a year ago, if there's any chemical attacks, period, that's a red line we're going to attack, thinking Americans are simple-minded. And then on the date that Obama said that, that's how these gangsters operate, they have Al-Qaeda. WorldNet Daily, folks, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who worked in all sorts of black ops, Harvard political science guy, State Department, I mean, you know, give me a break. I mean, he's a major, major, major spook. And he's saying that the rebels launched the chemical attack and they have the videos and their Arab sources. Of course they did. They did the last three events, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that you got somebody like Corsi, who's a heavy hitter, with all the big connections, worked at international banking, you name it, coming out and saying exactly what we're saying and what Russia's saying, it's because it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And they're going to put Assad up there and go, look, he has a mustache. He has brown skin a little bit. You know, he has brown hair. You know, let me know, he's bad. He's a bad man. We better get him. He hurt the children. While Assad's going, I didn't do this. Don't attack us. The Russians are going to defend. I would never use nerve gas. You know that. You know, you guys have an evil government. Americans, please don't let your government do this. They've been attacking us for 2.5 years. Al-Qaeda is murdering us. They're blowing up our churches. Please, Americans, please. And the good news is the American people, in a major Reuters poll, and then there's two others, are between 9 and 12% supporting this. Ladies and gentlemen, they had 72% in the major polls. Some of them even higher at the start of the last big staged war. Bill Clinton had over 70% support as well, bombing Belgrade, blowing up the Serb infrastructure. Turned out that was all made up as well. That was a Western civil war where they funded jihadis out of Albania, Al-Qaeda again to attack. The Serbs defended themselves, of course, did some atrocities. Both sides were doing it. And then the West went in and absolutely blew the daylights out of them. The point is the West, the bankers come, they inject people into your country, stir stuff up. They sent in the Croats from one side. They sent in the Muslims from the other against the Serbs. The Serbs defended themselves, defeated it. Even the UN's own commission, you can look this up, said there were twice as many people killed in atrocities and war crimes against citizens by the Croats and the Muslims, double-teaming the Serbs, than were killed by the Muslims and the Croats. And I've had a few Croat and Muslim taxi drivers in New York and once in Austin and once in Dallas, this happened three times, say, you are Alex Jones. We love Bill Clinton. You side with Serbs. I don't like you. I'm like, well, you want me to get out? No, but you do not know. And I go, well, didn't you guys attack them first and kill double their number? Yes, they are evil. We will kill all Serbs. Why are you with the pig Serbs? And I'm like, I'm not. I don't even have any Slavic blood in me, but I'd be proud if I did. I'd be proud if I had, you know, your blood in me. I just, the point is, the West started all this to get rid of a sovereign area. Well, okay, but to us, Bill Clinton is God. That was a conversation in New York. Back in 2004, I was there for the RNC. And this guy, I was in the back. Kevin Booth was right next to me. And this guy was just looking at me in the rearview mirror. And he looked like a pure white guy. He had like blonde hair, blue eyes. He was a Muslim. And he was just like, just, I used to like you, but you do support the pig Serb. I mean, it's just like, man, I don't support NATO and the New World Order sending people into some country to attack them. They defend themselves, and then they're called terrorists. And then the West blows up all their chemical plants, all their power plants, bombs Belgrade with depleted uranium. I was against doing that to the Iraqis. I'd be against doing that to Eskimos. I'd be against doing it to Africans. Man, I got empathy. I don't believe in war crimes. I don't believe in being the bad guys. I don't believe in it being done in my name. And they did this to the Serbs, and they've done this to so many other people, and now they're going to do it, and have been doing it for 2.5 years, and they're going to bomb that country from one end to the other and kill Russian troops. They're evacuating all Russian civilians right now. There are Russian troops piling off ships right now to go into the country as all the men, women, and children and diplomats leave. And the Russians undoubtedly have brought nuclear weapons into Syria. You can bet your bottom dollar those missile cruisers they've got right off the coast have got nukes on them. Medium-range cruise missiles, basically Russian versions of Tridents. I mean, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. But here's what's happening, so-called elite. You're all butt naked. Everybody's seeing this. You got 9% of people supporting you, okay? Everybody sees who you are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, I have one question for you. Are you ready? I mean, really ready. Like 24/7 ready to deliver when and where it counts? Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to deliver a rock star performance every time, you need one simple game plan. Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes to ensure you maintain peak performance and are ready to go whenever and wherever. Even better, Enzyte 24/7 is giving away a trial pack to every guy that calls today. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredient in Enzyte 24/7. Don't miss your chance to be unforgettable every time. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Call 800-579-2606. 800-579-2606. Call for your free trial pack now. 800-579-2606. That's 800-579-2606.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
There is a proxy war going on between the bankers, the globalists, the New World Order faction that runs much of Western Europe, England, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. They are gearing up for a proxy war, an open war, beyond proxy, with Russia. And WorldNet Daily has translated a whole slew of videos shot last week of the Al-Qaeda, Qatari, Saudi Arabians, Al-Qaeda forces, with Al-Qaeda flags, by the way, singing Osama bin Laden. I mean, it is disgusting. Firing chemical weapons. You know they videotape everything they attack. And they know you're so dumb. And the globalists have got this so badly coordinated that they are firing chemical weapons on video in a whole slew of videos uploaded last week. And they're bragging it's theirs on their YouTube channels. They're even allowed to have YouTube channels. Imagine if I had a YouTube channel launching chemical attacks. I mean, there'd be 50 black helicopters, highway shut down, Alex Jones, the ultimate evil. Our media is so controlled. There's all these videos of the Western forces. And that's why Kerry came out yesterday and said, it doesn't matter who turns out launch this. We can't allow this to be used. It's Assad's fault this is happening. And the Wall Street Journal quotes him as well today, saying it doesn't matter who did it. It's Assad's fault, and we must take over the country now. We must lock these weapons down. Remember earlier this year when Israel bombed reported chemical weapons storehouses in Syria, which all major governments have? They said it was because the rebels had gotten in and they didn't want them to have it. Was that an Israeli cover story because they knew they were really getting them in there to get them? I don't know. The point is, it's rebels with what looks like Russian chemical weapons saying Allah Akbar, you know, death to Assad, firing them. Video after video of them shelling neighborhoods so they could then blame it on Assad. And our stinking, wicked media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, neocon talk show hosts, you know who's out there promoting that we've got to go in against Assad now. The same neocons that promoted the banker bailout, but then later said it was bad. I am so tired of it, folks. And I'm not trying to differentiate myself with other talk show hosts. I'm not going to say their names. I just wish they weren't evil. Because they're not stupid. Thank God WorldNet Daily is telling the truth, because they've got a bunch of Arab speakers and former PLO people that work for them who have translated all this. And you can go and translate it on the Google Translator out of Arabic into English as well with the text. Enter into a text translator, and it does say that. They're out there celebrating firing the chemical attack last week. From multiple video angles, them launching it. They also then videotape it exploding. Then they go in and film with gas masks the people dying. It was their little Steven Spielberg production. Basically, it's a bunch of sicko jihadis doing this and detonating chemical weapons, and it is absolutely, thoroughly disgusting. You can see them blowing up cars, buses, trains, firing mortars. How many videos? There are like 8 videos on the page? I mean, there's 4 posts and a bunch of links in the article to others. This is unbelievable. And then Paul Watson, earlier this year, found video of them doing the same thing and bragging. Look, we have chemical weapons. And by the way, some of these guys have been on BBC and CNN. They're rebel leaders. It's not like they're Assad forces posing as Syrian rebels to do a reverse false flag. They don't even care, because the establishment goes, look, the American people will buy anything. They might as well have John Kerry go over there and load the mortars. We already had John McCain and others. Show McCain visits the rebels, photos and video, including meeting with the guy. There's video of McCain meeting with the guy who 2 months later has a heart of a guy he just killed and is eating it on TV. And if you're a new listener, by the way, write everything down I'm saying and look it up. I can't even believe this, okay? I mean, this is so beyond anything I can imagine. Al-Qaeda hanging out with John McCain and then chewing on hearts 2 months later and firing chemical weapons. And then Kerry, I watched the video before I did the nightly news last night. And I watched it, and I watched the 7-minute press conference. The White House has got another one coming up today. And I got so enraged, I couldn't, I mean, I had to actually, and I don't ever do this, folks, I had to actually go in my office and start yelling just so I wouldn't break something. And I psychoanalyzed why I got so upset. It's because I realized this could be World War III. We've got a bunch of madmen in control, and we haven't done enough to stop them. These globalists are madmen. They're going to cause World War III because out of the crisis they can get control. But I finally realized what made me sick. It was that ugly Botox head, that giant, deformed, looks like alien head, of that piece of garbage, anti-American, anti-gun, anti-family, banker bailout, derivatives-pushing, scam artist, scumbag, black widow, male black widow, on record, John Kerry. These people are like cancers. They just never get out of our lives, saying, I want you to go watch those videos because they're painful. And he has this sick look in his eye, and he knows that other people aren't psychopaths like him, and he can use the pain of those kids to sell a much more giant war. And then it clicked while I was so upset. I know the State Department, when the Pentagon doesn't like something, because the Pentagon's been bucking this, and they've been not getting congressional approval. They've been doing it with other governments in NATO. that it's the State Department that's running this, and then it all clicked. I'm upset because that's the guy that gave the order for the chemical attack. How absurdist is that and sick? On TV, using the dead kids to launch an even bigger war. That's why I became physically ill. I want to talk to current serving military personnel. What do you think about this evil? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to get your take on what I just said. Is anything I've said not true? I mean, plus, you don't just believe me if you're a regular listener. Just everything I said, I just gave you the headlines. Washington Post, new poll, Syria intervention, even less popular than Congress. 9% approval rating, scientific poll. Boom, there's that article. Israeli gas mass distribution ramps up amid Syrian escalation. Suspected chemical weapons use. Evidence, Syria gas attack, work of U.S. allies. Dr. Jerome R. Corsi? I mean, that is so bold. He's basically saying what we're saying. It was basically run by the globalist. Run by Kerry. Unbelievable. With the video to prove it. Zawahiri, the number one head of Al-Qaeda worldwide, says the Syrian rebels, Damascus first, then Cairo, then Jerusalem, and salutes America. The head of Al-Qaeda salutes America. I have entered the twilight zone, ladies and gentlemen. And they know once the war starts and we're in a fight with the Russians, the average American will turn their guns in. They'll do whatever Obama says. Unbelievable. Inspectors in Syria forbidden from finding out who used chemical weapons only if they were used. Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Yeah, now they've said, that's what Kerry said, doesn't matter who did this because he knows he gave the order. He's over the operation. That skull and bones brother, that devil incarnate. I mean, this is more than I can't even believe this. How they're not even hiding any of it now. I guess they've decided in the information age, they just will do whatever they want. Here it is, military strikes on Syria as early as Thursday, U.S. officials say, NBC. Syria crisis, Russia and China step up warning over strike. Meanwhile, the globalists have already moved all their assets to China. They're setting America up for a fall here. This is the ultimate double cross. Western warplanes begin arriving in Cyprus. Zero Hedge, it's also in London Guardian. But meanwhile, that doesn't matter. Miley Cyrus was humping on somebody on TV. That's more important, people are saying in the polls. Syria strike due in days, West tells opposition sources, Reuters, on and on. U.S. to release report in coming days justifying Syrian strike. President set to have a White House briefing today, pushing it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, once they start a war with Syria, they can set up false flags and blame it on them. And Iran... And everybody will say, well, Iran, you know, we better get behind the president. This is how an imploding president with all these scandals, the Fast and Furious, the Benghazi, the NSA gate, all of it. This is how this corrupt foreign coup, this banker coup will keep control of America. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to the active duty military that's calling in. But first, I want to go to a few clips here to remind you of what's happened before. Here is the Kuwaiti daughter of the ambassador who hadn't been to Kuwait since she was a baby. Here she is as a teenager. They wouldn't even say what her name was. Putting out the lie of the incubators that never happened. Then we'll show you how the media then spun the babies. And then Wesley Clark, the former head of NATO general, admitting it was all a fraud. Let's go to the first clip.
Our final witness is also using an assumed name, and again, we ask our friends in the media to respect the need to for her to protect
her family. These people are so criminal.
And we finally call on
so Naira criminal
to testify.
So criminal, folks.
I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well. I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
All right, that's enough. And then in the next clip, they go through all the lies and say they were bayoneting the pregnant women. Same thing Robert Rodriguez did with his Machete movie, where it shows the cowboys shooting pregnant Hispanics. I mean, it's war propaganda, folks. This is what propagandists do. They wave the bloody shirt, and they're doing it like you're an idiot. The good news is, here's my message to the globalist. You have a 9% approval rating in a major scientific poll. 9% of people agree with you. This shows you are a different group than America. This shows we have a rogue criminal government. The Pentagon, by the way, doesn't want to attack Syria and hasn't been liking what's going on, and morale's at all-time lows. So they're running through the State Department. Remember, when you see John Kerry up there, folks, that's who probably gave the order to release the nerve gas on the one-year anniversary of Obama, saying that's the red line. How sick is that? You don't get that'd be like Jeffrey Dahmer having a press conference about kids missing in the neighborhood while he's got a barrel right next to him with a five-year-old in it. I mean, this is just over the top, man. Reality is so insane. Now, let's go to them hyping this up. Then we'll go to Max and Steve and others, active duty. Let's go to the clip then after she gave the testimony of why we had to attack Iraq in 2003, but before this, in 1990.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
And Carrie's like, they nerve gassed the children.
How these animals can commit such barbaric and inhuman acts.
This woman's almost laughing.
They denied that these acts ever took place.
Look at that lying.
Premature infants in incubators were sentenced to die by having the incubators removed.
The hardest thing was burying the babies. I myself buried 40 newborn babies that had been taken from their incubators.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
I cannot help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
All right, folks, turned out that was a complete lie, and over 5 million Iraqis died, over a million of them from military connected events. That's the British Medical Journal. 500,000 children by 1997 had already starved to death or died. That is Madeleine Albright admitting that, saying it was, quote, a good price to pay. By the way, can you find her saying that for folks that don't believe me? Just search YouTube, Madeleine Albright, 500,000 dead Iraqi children. It'll come up for you. It's a good price to pay. By the way, the Esquire magazine didn't believe me when I told them that, and then they went and found it. We're like, oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, 500,000 kids. Yeah, it's like a pothole, no big deal. You know, it's like, you know, getting your windshield cracked. It's no big deal. Oh, but the children in Syria, they got nerve gas. Now, in the case of the incubators, it didn't happen. In the case of the nerve gas kids, oh, it happened. And they're like, Allah, 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 Allah Akbar, Osama bin Laden. Oh, we love you so much. Allah, Allah. And then shooting the missiles off on their official YouTube channels. And singing, we love Obama. There's videos of this. We're putting them together for the Obama deception. Just dancing around. Obama, we love you. You cannot make up stuff this weird. Now I'm going to go to some phone calls, and then we're going to get into the other video clips of war propaganda. Let's get to one more before I go to the calls. Here is Wesley Clark on the Seven Nation hit list. Where they bring him in and go, yeah, here's the countries we're going to hit, and we're going to make stuff up to do it. Here's that clip.
I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, Why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries.
This was before 9/11, by the way.
We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
And they use al-Qaeda to do it. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin, active military. Are you Army, Marines? And then we're going to go to Steve and others that are holding. What's your take on this, Max?
Hello, Mr. Jones. I was wondering if you'd like to know how to stop this situation in Syria.
Well, yeah, have sanity prevail and have the American people stop the globalists. I mean, what's your take on it?
Okay, well, like in Serbia, when they did mortar attacks in the northern Croatian border, they have to provide targeting systems and GPS coordinates via satellite.
That's right. So they have GPS jammers, and the Russians reportedly have those.
The same thing will be going on in Syria right now. If you find the corporate company that probably has connections to an American company or another company, such as L3 Communications or such MPRI, companies like that, you can probably backlog that back to the state.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people calling in saying track the contractors. And when they're actually, the contracts in the last 2 years have been going on assisting the rebels. I want my reporters to look into that and do some reports. I've seen that. But no, they've been moving all sorts of even heavy equipment in, not just things like that. I mean, is there any way to unjam when the Russians jam?
Well, it's not jamming. It's more providing for the chemical attack. They use mortars, right?
Yes.
So in order to launch those mortars, especially with chemical warfare, you have to be very, very accurate. And the rebels themselves cannot provide such accuracy, so that must be done.
No, I get your point. No, exactly. The State Department's directing all this. So, yeah, man, I'm sure Kerry probably sat around in his office with the coordinates. So we're going to hit this area. That's a civilian area that'll be used. But stay there. I want to come back to you. I mean, you could just see Kerry in there with the computer screens picking the targets probably. And that's who does that. And then he can go out and give you a speech about it after he killed all those kids. I'll say it. He's the prime suspect. I believe John Kerry murdered the children. We'll be right back, sir. I'm going to come back to you, Max, and then Stephen.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, folks, we're back live. You know, when I talk to active duty, though, they'll never even talk about what they're doing. Because they don't end up like Bradley Manning, I get that. But then they go too far because they're just like, I would look in this general area at the L3 systems used to target these things and look at the contracts. instead of just saying, hey, these groups are over there aiding the rebels. That's actually come out in the news. I just want your perspective as active duty about what does it feel like to be in a military run by foreign banks in an occupied America trying to start war with Russia, aiding al-Qaeda, and then going, well, Assad's a bad guy. No, he's not. He was democratizing the country. They don't want free countries over there. They're going to put jihadis in to run around murdering everybody. So Max, specifically, it's on record. There are CIA commandos, MI6, SAS, you name it, actually leading different brigades of the scum that's over there, these martyrs' brigades. So that's actually come out in the news. I wonder how those people feel being part of this. And I wonder how the Obama folks think they're going to cover this up. Your take on that, Max, and then we'll go to Stephen.
Well, I agree with you. I wish that I could provide more specifics, but these shadowy groups and agencies and corporations are always changing up their names and using the bureaucracy kind of against us. And the
Do you think they're using contractors or commandos?
They're using both, but the ones for the communication intel is most likely a corporate entity that was sent in there for some sort of other reason in order to provide like a cover, because you know it's pretty sophisticated stuff.
Sure. Let me ask you this question. I know both are in there, but I'm saying aiding them up front with a chemical attack. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the people helping the rebels launch a chemical attack. Those people are all going to get killed. I mean, how dumb are they?
Let's just say they're cut from a different cloth and they believe in a different God than we do. And they worship a different entity than we do. And frankly, I'm sick of the blood, sick of the bloodshed. Children are not. We all deserve a better lifestyle. That's all I can say, really.
Do you think Obama will get away with attacking Syria to aid al-Qaeda openly?
It's if we let him. It's up to us. It's the same thing with Serbia. That was the first time it was whites killing whites. I don't mean that racially, but we let it happen. And, you know, you can pick a war. If the American people let it happen and let the blood be on their hands, depends on how much soap, how much gojo they're going to use to try to wash it off. But it seems like we're already pretty much just doused and soaked in this blood of civilians that we don't even know the numbers of how many.
Well, it's just crazy to be aiding al-Qaeda when they're going to wreck the whole place. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Stephen in California, active duty Marine. Stephen, what is your take on this, and what are people saying around you? I want to get the sense of the military. Are they getting what's happening here?
It's a pleasure to be on the show, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm active duty. I'm a Marine over here at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. I most of the military, like the younger guys, don't pay attention to much of what's going on. You know, they're too busy, you know, trying to be a Marine and stuff. I that's the way I feel it is. I say, the higher ups, you tell them about it. I try to tell them about it. I say, hey, do you guys know who Alex Jones is? You know, he's a patriot. You know, you guys should listen to him. He has a lot of good points of what's going on. You know, people just kind of don't know who you are. And the people that do know who you are, they're already good to go. I'm not surprised that they're going to try to go after Syria now and start off.
Well, I've got to say, now I guess that's out at the Navy SEAL base there. I've got to say the Navy, and I've said this before, is the least awake group I run into. The Army, it's over half. Marines, a lot of times, is about 30-40%. Some of the younger folks don't know what's going on, but you're saying when you do talk to people who do listen to the show, they're aware. I mean, look, when WorldNet Daily's covering this, they're in trouble. This is all starting to come out. Anything else you'd like to add, Stephen?
You know, honestly, Alex, you know, I've been trying to call into your show for a while. I've been listening for a year.
Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. We'll start the next hour. We're going to go to you. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi, who was on yesterday, he'll be joining us with the bombshell info. Evidence, Syrian gas attack, work of U.S. allies.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.